We're live.
Nice.
We told people we were going to go live.
Yeah. So, welcome to Superhero Battle Hour.
Superhero Battle Hour. What is Superhero Battle Hour?
It's where we like to put superheroes and supervillains and super situations to see how they would turn out.
Yeah. So we are brought to you here live from our garage.
The garage.
The garage. We visit here sometimes to plan things out, to do a little webisoding.
Yeah.
Throw some ideas. So research. Yeah, we've been talking about this on our show that we're going to go live on YouTube and TikTok. This is our first attempt, so we seem a bit nervous. That's probably why.
Right.
Outside of that, we plan on doing a massive 20 versus 20 battle today, and we're betting a Fortnite skin on it.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to draw our characters. We got writing utensils here.
All right.
So we're going to draw them. We're going to see what the heck happens in this. Okay. Devin, how many times do you want me to hit generate? How many is feeling good for you?
6.
All right. I'm going to generate 20 superheroes at a time. Groups don't count.
Groups don't count. So what we're going to have to do is write down the names, I think.
Well, that's – all right. So I'm going to take –
and then pull up the respect threads for sure.
Yeah, so if there's anything that's questionable here, we're going to pull up some respect threads. We're going to look through some of the data, and we're going to see what's going on here. So I've done mine 6 times. Mm. You need something to write on.
Yeah, I'll find some.
He's going off to find something. He's resourceful. He'll figure it out. No one is watching live, but that's okay. We're coming to you for the next 24 hours. No, just kidding. We have jobs. Okay. Found something?
Found something.
All right. Okay. So you now have to press your randomizer 3 times.
3 times.
3 okay. times. I guess you can look at them if you want to.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, so now what we're going to do, since we both have our heroes, is we're going to look at them privately, and we're going to write down the order that we want them to come out. Map size, what do we say for map size?
We're going to do it Fortnite size map.
Fortnite size map. So
yeah.
You're taking 40 superheroes, throwing them in a Fortnite size map, since that's what we talk about sometimes.
Right. Okay, right. So I got 2 right. that I'm going to need.
I was going to say, whoa. How many redraws you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, my first one is a redraw. Okay.
3, 4. I got 4 redraws. But I have a pretty decent lineup, so that's what I've seen.
All right. I got some I don't even know anything about them.
Same.
Some I haven't even seen on our show before. Oh, somebody's with us live. What's up?
What's up?
Superhero Battle Hour.
Yeah.
Podcast webisode. We are doing a tournament. Okay, that's 2 that I have to redraw. Okay, that's 3, 4. This is for a Fortnite skin. This is getting interesting. Oh, we got our first like on the video. Thank you for leaving a like for us.
Appreciate it.
Somebody's live with us. That's awesome. All right. Try and get mine written down here. We're going to get to the important parts of this.
How's your lineup looking so far, do you think?
I don't think it's looking too good.
Because my lineup's pretty
good.
Pretty stacked, I would say.
Yeah, but you said that last time.
No, but this time I'm pretty certain. Like, this one's pretty
okay,
good.
Are we doing best of 3?
We can do best of 3 afterwards for fun.
Oh, so we're only doing 1 here?
1, and then, oh, let's see. Let's see how it goes.
Devin's like, let me see if I win or lose. No. You gotta decide now.
All right, then we're only doing one because I feel confident about this one.
Oh, so it's all about Devin, huh? No. Okay. All right. How many redraws do you have?
Three, I believe. Four.
Okay, four so more. I have four also. So what we'll do is we'll hit generate four different times. Give me a number, 1 through 20.
1 through 20.
And this will be one of your redraws. You get with that?
Yeah, six. Let me finish writing my list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I got four people left in it.
My lineup's trying to save itself here. So we've got our random superheroes. So we're getting ready to are you already putting yours in order too?
No.
Okay. Just writing them down, period. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So you know, a lot of mine I would probably have to look up. So we might have to do this and get into it here. All right. So I hit random 1 through 20, and this is gonna be for one of yours.
All right.
What number?
Six.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Madam Web.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Madam Web, one of Devin's. You want to do all four of yours?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
All right, so next one, number?
We'll do 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rogue. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
That's a good one. All right, next. You got two more?
Yeah, I got two more.
Okay, who's the next one? What number?
We'll do 4.
4. 1, 2, 3. Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd. Okay. All right, that's nice.
And you got one more?
Yep. We'll do 2.
2. 1, 2. Marrow.
Marrow. I don't know who that is.
She got some bones coming out of her arms.
Ah, I like wonder bone what marrow. Her powers are. Huh? She probably has some
bone marrow.
Bone spikes. Huh?
All right, so you're going to pull up your randomizer?
Yes, I do, however, want you to scan over this lineup so you know I wasn't lying about it. Cause it's pretty shoot.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Let's see who you got. Okay, Wonder Girl. Uh-oh. Okay, Hawkeye. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ah. Jeez.
Yeah, dude, this lineup was pretty insane. I was like,
okay,
yeah,
okay, I'm gonna have to see on some of mine, but I do have one redeeming quality so far, and I got four picks left.
All right.
So we'll see. Maybe I can pull something out here.
Number between 1 and 20.
8.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Okay. Should we, if
you're trying to make me repick, so I have somebody less powerful.
See what he does. We'll cancel. See what he does. Cancel him out. That's fine.
No, mine will beat yours. Mine's more skilled.
All right.
Let's do 12.
12.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay. Mantis. I mean, she can't put Thor, or she can put
hold Thanos.
Hold Thanos and put her to sleep.
That's
him to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, I got two more. Captain Marvel and Mantis. It's differing wildly.
All right.
Let's go 10.
10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Star Fox.
Huh? Why couldn't it be She-Hulk?
She's in that picture.
Okay. Yeah, on that one, it shows two, but it gives us only one name. That's different. Okay, last one here. Okay. Right. 20.
20?
20.
All right, just first one's Clayface. 20. Oh, that's too far.
Come on. Devin's got the gay
Gwen
test.
Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. Oh, Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen.
Which you have too, right?
I have.
Oh, you have a
I have Madam Web. And I do have a symbiote, like a girl venom, I think.
Okay. So now you showed me yours. I had to go back on my generator, but here is mine. Okay. The one saving grace for mine, because you're going to look at mine and there might be some research that turns things out.
Mm-hmm.
I have dark side.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Okay. Talia al Ghul is my first one. Wonder Man.
Talia al Ghul, Wonder Man.
Wonder Man, pretty strong, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Wonder Man.
Probably.
Probably. See, we're at a probably. Devin's like, well, he might be kind of strong. Phyla Vell. Dude, she looked like from a video game or something. I never heard of her.
Huh.
Harley Quinn. Falcon.
Oh, no.
Firestorm.
Okay, that's fair. We got some power.
Mr. Miracle.
I don't know who that is.
Firestar. Dum-Dum-Duggan.
Dum-Dum-Duggan.
He's in Marvel. I know he's... I don't know if he's anything significant. I think he's a human. Puck.
Puck.
No, I didn't know either. Darkhawk, who we've had before. Damian Dark.
Damian Dark, he's pretty good.
Okay. Bane.
Okay.
You're going to laugh at this. TDK again.
No.
Elektra.
Elektra.
Darkseid. Marvel, Mantis, Star Fox, Spider-Gwen. All right. Are you a little more worried now?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot more even than I thought it was going to be based on.
Right. That. One of your big powerhouses was...
I had
Captain Hulk. Marvel. You do have Hulk.
I have Hulk. So that's on there too. But I got Nerys. I don't know who that is. He looked Atlantean based off his picture.
Well, let's look up the ones we're not sure. Just do a quick run through and tell us like
what they are, huh?
Yeah. Wonder Man was in the Avengers. Yes. Come on. Abilities. Flight, immortality. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Who's so King Nerys?
King Nerys is he's a king in Atlantis in DC.
Okay.
So that's respect right there, you know?
Yeah.
King of Atlantis at one point. Wonder Girl, Huntress, Hawkeye, but it's the Kate Bishop one.
Kate Bishop's pretty BA.
And I don't know very much about her, but I know in the game Avengers, she can teleport.
Kate Bishop?
Yeah. In the new game.
I would say maybe somewhere, but she is as human as they get.
All right.
Very Hawkeye-like.
I got Hulk, Banshee, the dude from X-Men that was flying.
All right, so let's, like, for Wonder Man, I'm doing a respect thread. Let's do a respect thread while we're on here. We've been going for 12 minutes. That's pretty good.
All right.
Wonder Man. Beats Abomination, beats Red Hulk, beats Ultron. I found my Hulk... level guy, staggers Thor with a punch, keeps an island from toppling over.
Who is it?
This is Wonder Man.
Wonder Man?
I had no idea about him. Stalemates Hulk, takes down Giant Man, beats Ms. Marvel.
All right, Stalemates Hulk, right there.
Thrash is a Hulk clone. His durability, nothing hurt them. He's okay after a punch from a pissed off sentry.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Okay, so Wonder Man is like a Hulk.
Okay, that's fair. I got Zoom, Professor Zoom.
Which is?
Basically Reverse Flash, in a sense.
Okay, and that's pretty dang strong.
Yeah. Captain Marvel, but we both have Captain Marvel, so that just like cancels out.
That's true.
I got Julia Carpenter, but I think she's... I don't know who that is, so...
Okay, Phyla Vell is Marvel. Respect thread. Let's see. Oh, she's a Captain Marvel, too.
Oh, yeah. This is the...
She's like, the clone daughter of Mar-Vell.
Who is?
Phyla Vell.
Phyla Vell? Okay. Oh, I got Monitor. He can see in the future.
Nice.
We had him the other day.
Yeah.
I think, right? Julia Carpenter was that Venom girl or whatever, the symbiote girl, I think it looks like. Says she possesses the powers of Madame Web. So, and I'm not exactly sure what her powers are, but I know it's like somewhat cosmic.
Madam Web?
Yeah, she has like shattering dimension powers and stuff.
Well, she's on your list. You better look it up.
I'm
going to
get there. I'm going to get there, man. This is all
right. I got to look up Mr. Miracle.
Oh, telepathy.
Okay.
Clairvoyance. Precognition. That seeing the future.
Look, you got Mr. Miracle coming at you,
oh, man. I got Rogue.
Rogue?
Yeah, Gorilla Grodd.
Rogue's only good if she can get a hold of you. Sure. Abilities, number one. Look.
Immortality, I'm sure.
That's two in a row. Like all new gods, he's a god. All right, Mr. Miracle, respect thread. Bet. I wish I would have got like Dr. Manhattan so this we could just be done talking about this.
Right.
Wait, this is the Mr. Miracle's. The other one said Marvel. Oh, no, he's not Marvel.
Was Monitor, was he Marvel or DC? I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
He's DC, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Marvel is like immortal, but he's, I don't think he's. Yep, Superman's heat vision. Created a Stargate? Okay. Do you know Orion in DC?
Yeah.
Is he strong?
Yeah. He's Darkseid's son.
Oh, parademons compare his fighting skills to Orion's. Can see traps coming. Only one in the Justice League who can defuse a booby trap set by Brainiac. Broke into the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, I got Killer Frost, too. She's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got somebody else watching live. What's up?
What's going on?
We are looking at some of our superheroes. This is what we do for our webisode / podcast. So we are talking them over to see who we got. Okay, Firestorm. How strong is Firestorm?
Firestorm, he's pretty strong, bro, to be honest. Yeah, I would say he's almost god tier at his full power, you know? Well, I mean, like, a lot of superheroes are as well.
Oh, now he's getting into all the superheroes are when it's his.
Firestorm is godly, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wondering what we're talking about? Yeah, yeah. We have a podcast / webisode where we talk about random superheroes and we draw them at random, and that's what we're doing now is looking to see who we got. So if you got any input, yeah, hit us up.
Right.
Firestorm. Respect thread here. Matter manipulation. Okay, we're just going to end your battlefield. Oh, that's dope. Firestorm? Or Firestarter?
Firestorm or Professor Zoom, Eobarthon.
You got any knowledge on any superhero? Yeah, we'll take any superhero and put them up against each other and talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to see what else. What else we got here?
I could pull up Eobarthon's respect thread.
Fly at supersonic speeds. We figured that. Iron Man is OP. Iron Man is OP. None of us got Iron Man in our tournament, but we haven't had Iron Man come up in our show either yet.
No, not yet.
It'd be pretty awesome when he does, though.
Right. Who do you think would be a good fight for Iron Man?
Oh, that's a good one. Who's Iron Man level? Doctor Strange. Ooh, I don't know. I think Doctor Strange is taking that one.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange would just... Well, Tony's pretty good.
Tony is smart. Yeah. Are we talking like comic book or just cinematic universe? We gotta get into the
that's a whole different
here.
Thing.
This whole different argument now.
Bound by morals, yeah. Right. That's what always stops them. Dang right. it. Tony does have zero morals. Hey, but in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, at least they do show him coming around and yeah. his daughter kind of changes things.
Right.
I don't know.
He invents the time machine.
We're both fathers, so yeah. we kind of get that.
It's pretty relatable.
Yeah. Let's see. Firestar and Firestorm are both pretty strong. Dum-dum Duggan. Oh, goodness. I didn't even realize he was in the movies. Yeah, he's not that strong.
He was in the movies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say he's pretty street level?
Military training. That's what he
okay,
is.
Okay, so.
Did you guys read the new Fortnite comics? No, but
not yet.
I did put Fortnite in the description here. Right. So we play a lot of Fortnite. We haven't kept up on the comics. We probably should.
Right. We just got a dub with the crown earlier today.
We did. Mm-hmm. That put you up to eight. Me up to 9.
Right. And I had 10 kills and you had 11 kills.
It was a good game.
Right. It was pretty nice.
I just switched our Twitch name over to Superhero Battle Hour 2. So I am on there streaming a lot.
Yeah.
Especially recently.
And I usually play with him too. Like we run squads.
With our wives.
With our wives.
Yeah.
We run duos if they're not playing.
See.
Our friend Alex reads the comic books, though, is what he said.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he said he bought them.
That's probably why he makes fun of our skins.
Right.
Because he knows, like, oh, that was stupid. Oh, gosh, if we do learn about the comics, it's going to it's going to throw off our perception of our skins.
Right.
Puck. Superhero? Who's Puck?
So, what order have you came up with so far?
Send Darkseid out and hope he beats everybody.
Okay.
Jonesy with the oranges breaking out of jail skin was up, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah. Now they got Relax Fit Jonesy.
You just bought that one, actually. Is Jonesy cool in the comics? Oh, breaking out of jail in the comics. Well, that's why he looked like that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So they do it just right. following the comics?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
Okay. Puck. Okay. Puck and Dum Dum Duggan. Street level.
Okay, so Rogue takes out.
Oh, Rogue could definitely. No, I was going to say, if you're just. Oh, you're just waiting for me to send one out?
Well, I mean,
you...
like, I don't know how to. Like, if I throw out all my street level characters and they just get demolished.
Okay, and
then.
I was going to say Bane goes over and punches Rogue, but he loses to her, too. All right. Bane. Question mark? Damian Dark. Let's look up some Damian Dark.
Damian Dark's godly as well. He's got magic powers. Magic-based.
He is. That's awesome. Yeah. That, I feel like with how much Fortnite we play, we should probably start reading the stories.
Yeah. I mean, I watched, like, the YouTube, like, story catch-up thing. But, like...
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
It's kind of hard to remember half the time.
Dude, we watch so many different shows and comics and everything else.
And Fortnite's kind of all over the place, too. Well, not that I don't like that.
No, no. It's just... It's like starting a series 10 years after it's over. Like, you're trying to get into it, but everybody else already spoiled it.
Right. Captain Boomerang, who you got?
Damian Dark, what's he do?
Okay, well, Damian Dark stalks Captain Boomerang.
Does he?
Yeah, for sure.
What are his powers? I'm trying to find. I can't find
him. Captain Boomerang throws stuff at people.
That's true.
That's what he does.
Hey, but he throws it really hard. Okay, isn't Superwoman super OP too? Like the Superman version of her? Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty...
Kryptonian, right? He said Superwoman?
Supergirl? Oh, I'm thinking of Wonder Woman, but Superwoman is different. Yes.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is also
I was like
power too.
Well, I was thinking Wonder Amazon. Woman Kryptonian. I was like, no, she's not.
No, Wonder Woman's not a Kryptonian.
Okay, Bane, Damian Dark powers a yard without kicking a human without a yard. What's your power? Kicking.
All right, so if you got Damien Dark out there, I'd have to throw like.
It says telekinesis and intimidation.
Okay. Intimidation and telekinesis. Okay. Madam Web. I got a respect thread.
Yeah, I'll look up a respect thread for Damien Dark.
All right. And that's going to be the first one.
Madam Web against Damien Dark?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Madam Web versus Damien Dark. Love that island. Are you talking in Fortnite? Because we always go to the islands in Fortnite.
Yeah, we go there a lot. We like to land there because the vault's over there.
Oh, can casually stop an arrow with his hand. What's she got?
Oh, wait, this is Julia Carpenter.
You have her too, right?
Yeah, so we'll just do
that. Oh, the Wonder Woman island.
She has Madam Web type powers also is what it said. So I think I just pulled up the wrong page, but that's fine. We can do this.
I was going to say. Okay, so it's showing this guy is beating the crap out of Oliver Queen very easily with telekinesis. He's like.
As in Green Arrow, Oliver Queen?
Yeah. But I mean, if he can do that to him, then he could take out most street level people, I would think. Right. Street level, but you have telekinesis? Come on now, that's not fair.
Right. Hold on, I gotta update Reddit, I guess. So, it said she had telepathy as well. I seen that on Google.
Well, then I send out Spider-Gwen.
You send out Spider-Gwen?
Yep.
Then I send out regular Madam Web. Too.
I bet Spider-Gwen takes that.
Madam Web's like the queen of
this. Did you find a respect thread for her?
I thought I just clicked on it, but apparently not. Technical difficulties.
Superhuman strength, superhuman. If you invented a hero, what would it be? Actually, if you check out, that's awesome, because if you check out our webisode podcast, we actually take the random scenarios that we take each week, and we made our own superheroes in episode one.
Right. But I will say those are not the powers that we chose. It was all based
on that was all random. All that's random. True. So if we could have one, we do this all the time. Like Devin will ask me
like, if you could have any superpower with one drawback, what would it
be? Yeah, like, you can fly, but you can only fly, like...
While you hold your breath.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something
or you can like teleport, but...
only as far as you can see.
Which no, because like, that'd still be really OP. A drawback, I'd teleport over there, now over there, now over there.
You can teleport, but it's extremely tiring.
You catch on fire every time you do it. Right. Even if it's just your hair and you can fix it, you catch on fire. I like flight as a practical power.
Yeah.
I just, something humans can't do. Otherwise, I'm definitely choosing like Charles Xavier level.
Yeah, if we're talking matter manipulation. No.
Reminds me of my. Oh, in high school? Yeah. Yeah, we did it and then we couldn't really.
No, we just kind of like.
Kept it going into adulthood. All right. What did we ever determine about Darkhawk? Is he any good?
Okay. How strong was the person you threw at Madam Web? It was Spider-Man, right?
Well, yes, but also Damien Dark.
Oh, okay. So I got two Madam Webs over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Takes out Black Knight in one hit. I don't know who Black Knight is, but this is just the physicals, though. This is not like the actual powers.
All right, then I'm throwing out Darkhawk.
Darkhawk?
Yeah.
Okay, if you throw out Darkhawk, then I got to bring out Killer Frost.
What's Killer Frost's powers?
She's like Iceman, but a metahuman from DC.
Oh, because this is faster than light and energy blast and teleportation and mysticism and superhumans.
Yeah.
Stomping on that. there goes Miss Frost or whatever. I'd choose... Oh, anime heroes count. I don't know that one. Monkey, what's that from? We are not big into anime yet. We both talked about different animes that we'd like to watch, but we haven't gotten there yet. What do you recommend? Oh, Darkhawk's amulet can project force bubbles in various shapes. Giant hawk-shaped construct around his body. That's awesome. Okay. One Piece from its beginning. You ever heard of One Piece?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't watched any of it, though. A lot of people...
Was One Piece on that game? What's the game that you played?
Jump Force? Yeah. It was on there.
I thought it was. My Hero Academia first two seasons. I've heard of that one, too. I don't know a whole lot about it. But I'm definitely down to give it a try when I have time. All right, so let's see here. So you had... All right, Talia al Ghul, she's going to die, right?
Right.
She's good. Let's
do you want to go through...
Let's start going with this list and see who's going to die.
Right, okay.
Puck is dead.
Okay.
Darkhawk seems like he can hold his own. Damien Dark maybe would die right away. Bane might live because he's pretty tough. TDK is dead right away. Elektra is good. Darkseid ain't going anywhere. Wonder Man's not going anywhere.
Are we going to cancel out our Captain Marvels?
Do you want to just cancel them out altogether?
Like, because they would destroy each other if they fight each other.
Although I do have another Captain Marvel-like person. So that one of them cancels out, the other one I still have.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Sure.
It's hilarious, but has underlined adult-themed drama. That sounds perfect for us.
Nice.
Captain Marvel. All right, Mantis be putting y'all to sleep. She's dead. Who's Star Fox besides Nintendo 64 Star Fox?
Right, that's kind of what
Star
I was
saying. Star Fox, respect.
Have you made it all the way through your list?
I'm getting there. Like all the ones you think are going to die right away?
The ones that you think are going to die.
Oh, no, not that. See, they did try to pull up that Star Fox. Did you ever play Star Fox?
Yeah, I did, like, very vaguely when I was younger. A lot younger.
Star Fox. Super...
Monitor was pretty overpowered.
Okay, superhuman strength ability. He's the invincible Iron Man. Oh, he's an Eternal.
Okay.
So he ain't going anywhere.
Who was it again?
Star Fox.
Oh, okay.
And then I have Spider-Gwen. Okay, so out of mine, Talia al Ghul, dead. Falcon, dead. Harley Quinn, dead. Dum Dum Duggan, dead. Puck, dead. Damien Dark, probably dead. Bane, probably dead. Elektra, maybe not. Okay, I'm going to narrow down my list. Oh, they said they played Star Fox on a Friends in 64.
Nice.
Star Fox was the shit. Okay, so I've got Wonder Man. Oh, yeah, who's yours? That are not dead. Did you cross yours off?
I was waiting for you to go through yours.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see.
Okay, so I got Nerys, which is the Atlantean king.
He's probably okay for now.
Wonder Girl, hold her own. Huntress, dead. Hawkeye, dead.
She's dead.
Hulk, good.
Yeah.
Banshee, he's like, he can fly. You know, like, dead.
Yeah.
Professor Zoom can hold his own. Static Shock, I hadn't seen too much about him. But probably I think dead. He's dead. He's like Electro, but DC. Julia Carpenter, that's the Madam Web girl. She's got like telepathy and stuff. Spider-Man based powers too. You know, like
let's cross her off and Spider-Gwen at the same time.
All right, I'm down. We Cheetah. She fights Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Cheetah's.
She's fast and she's got. Like,
in the Justice League movie, she was pretty power. Like the whole thing where she isn't. No, I'm thinking of one of the
right.
The movie.
The cutscenes in those?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah.
I think it's the movie.
Oh, the animated movie.
Yeah.
That one's good. Yeah, she goes ham in that. Lucius
Fox. Oh, no. I'm thinking of the one I watched where, like, they make a super villain for every single superhero. It's like Batman's contingency plan.
Justice League Doom or something like that?
No. Yeah.
It's the one where, like,
it's something like that.
Yeah.
My dog's barking. Cool.
Right.
Lucius
Fox, dead. Aurora, I just looked her up. She seems like she might have some decent power. I've never heard of her before. So we'll check it out, see what it says.
Lucius Fox.
Photokinesis. Superhuman speed.
Wow. None of them have that.
I guess. She's a mutant. Photokinesis. Enhanced durability. Flight. G-force compensation. You know what that means?
G-force compensation? No.
Molecular acceleration. Invisibility. To technological detection.
Okay, I thought Firestar was better than Firestar is. Respect thread, it says, melts multiple ice structures out of frustration.
Okay. Has anybody heard of Aurora? She's like a mutant.
I think Firestar, it's safe to say, is dead.
She's been on teams Alpha Flight, Beta Flight, the Brotherhood of Mutants, Gamma Flight. It says NASA. The 198, the Children, Weapon X, and X.
You're not talking Aurora Monroe.
No, not Storm.
Not Storm. Okay. I was going to say, if you have Storm, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, but she has, like, super speed, it says. So I don't know. I don't know how intense her super speed is. It's probably not speedster level, like Flash or something. But Monitor, he's got, it said, matter manipulation and energy manipulation, too.
Okay.
And seeing the future, I think it said. So I think he can hold his own.
All right. So,
And then I got Madam Web with the telepathy, the like old one in the chair. She's like the
see, queen she's of old. Spider-Man. She'd definitely die. Yeah,
for sure. I got Rogue. I've heard like I was reading about her. She got her powers, like, are changed to where she can do it without touching you.
What?
I don't know what the distance on it is, but I was reading that.
Every superhero starts gaining powers whenever they're on Devin's team.
I swear, man. I just do the research, man. That's it.
I don't know if X-Men level like that's going to do a whole lot, though. Like, I got an Eternal.
That's true. Gorilla Grodd. I mean, he's got Grodd's mind pretty good.
He's also pretty, well.
And he's a pretty massive gorilla.
Yeah.
From the particle accelerator explosion is where he got his enhanced mine from.
Okay, Elektra, I'm going to say, is dead.
Elektra, yeah, is dead. We'll take her out with Marrow. That, like, spiky.
Did you read about her?
Not really. I mean, I would assume she has, like, minor healing factor because she, like, sticks bones at her body. But
is that what that means?
I would hope.
All right, I officially have my roster now down to my top seven.
Your top seven? Okay, let me check my real quick. She's enhanced by a scroll.
Oh, aren't we all?
She can enhance and grow her skeletal structure, is what it says.
Okay.
So
she's dying.
She creates knuckle guards, spears, projectiles,
knuckle guards.
Spikes.
Get her out of here.
Hold on. It could get better. Also possesses a healing factor and enhanced immune system.
Enhanced immune system? Okay. So we can't sneeze on her.
Much in the same vein as Wolverine. So she has a Wolverine-type healing
factor.
That's
all that said.
Is that not what it says?
Much
in this in the same vein as Wolverine. It's in the same.
Dude, she's dead.
Okay, we'll kill her off. I already crossed her out. That makes it feel better. I was reaching to see. All right, so you say you got it. Seven.
I added a poll on here, which, you know, that doesn't
mean
anything.
Yeah.
Because we've only got two people live listening with us, which is awesome. We're not complaining.
Right.
Let's see. All right. You tell me how many you got left here.
All right, I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, Aurora, we didn't know about, so I'm not gonna pull her quite yet. Not really cross her out, not really say I got her.
Aurora.
So there's one out there. I looked there, it said in like super speed. I don't know. Like
Aurora and North Star from X Mansion. Oh yeah, that has to be it.
Yeah.
Okay. The duo uses their new blast to incinerate.
What? She incinerated
Ice Cream? She's a twin. Been manipulated by Weapon X. Elfish ears. Super speed punches. What's your power? Punching.
Super speed punching.
She's only 13 years old. Dude, she's going down.
She's 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll cross her out.
She's a twin that made it into the X-Men.
All right.
Oh, look! They voted!
One person, maybe. What does it say? One vote.
That's right.
One vote.
Hey.
All right, so.
I'm just saying.
Sneeze
on her. Sneeze on her. Weakened immune system, that's right. Uh-huh. Okay, so who you got left? You have
Nimbus, Wonder Girl, Zoom, well, Reverse Flash, I guess.
Is Wonder Girl, Reverse Flash,
Cheetah, Monitor, and Gorilla Grodd was not crossed off as well.
All right.
Did you get Hulk on there? That's
just oh, and Hulk. So and it's Hulk. 7-on-7.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, let's be right now.
Okay. All right.
How many of yours does Darkseid take out on his own?
Well, that depends on who you got him lined up against. You throw Darkseid out there, you got to throw like Hulk. You know what I'm saying?
You think
Hulk definitely claps Darkseid?
What?
Potentially.
You go back and listen to all one of those Hulk, episodes where we're talking Darkseid. You're like, he doesn't lose to anybody.
Well, no, you got
it's balanced when he's on your team.
Okay, so
they don't get more powerful depending on whose team.
Wouldn't that also
on.
Be vice versa though? Wouldn't it be balanced to your team too if you're arguing for Darkseid? Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
No, I know that, but you can't. Oh, he's clapping for sure.
Well,
for okay. Sure. What?
So. What are Darkseid's feats?
All right, you want
pull up, let's pull up some
Hulk versus Darkseid. Let's get okay. It out there right now. Hulk versus Darkseid. Omega beams. Omega beams crush everything. You know what Quora is? Have you ever seen the website Quora? People ask questions. They said, how would a fight between Hulk and Darkseid go? Top answer, you want to hear it?
Sure.
Top answer says, Darkseid is so stupidly powerful that Hulk wouldn't even be trying to fight him. But in the event he was forced to, it'd be no different than every time he's fought Thanos. You said okay, in our episode that
fair.
Thanos
that's fair.
Beats
that's
Darkseid.
Fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Darkseid's winning that.
Would you say... All right, so Darkseid takes out Hulk. So...
This is not going good for you, Devin.
I don't understand. Like, this is just... okay. So then you throw out...
All right, you pick the next one. Who you want throwing out next?
Monitor, I guess. Sure. We can do that.
Monitor, and let's go... Firestorm.
Okay, we can do that.
Because honestly, I'm looking at mine. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but I don't know if we're losing this. Ooh, lifts and destroys a large piece of ice.
What?
No, you remember on our podcast when you were talking about lifts concrete,
yeah.
Dude. Superboy.
It was Superboy. I was expecting like what? That was dumb.
Transmutation. Out of thin air made a cage of kryptonite.
Wait, who are you?
Firestorm?
Oh, okay, yeah. Firestorm's godly, like I said. Dude, honestly, I think you take the dub on this.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I would say.
Like even if
like,
I
you have Darkseid and Firestorm.
Even if I didn't,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can sit here and argue with you all day, but like
no, I Well, and then when I looked them up, and like Phyla-Vell is a Mar-Vell, and Wonder Man is.
I would say if you didn't have Firestorm, the seven would have stood a chance.
It'd be a lot closer.
But I mean, Firestorm has matter manipulation, right? That's a power that you're reading. So does Monitor. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't Monitor like an X-Men?
He's DC, I think.
Monitor.
Yeah. He's got energy and matter manipulation, incalculable strength and durability, and reality warping. So like that would be like Darkseid
Anti-Monitor. Infinity Gauntlet.
Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Anti-Monitor.
I'm seeing Anti-Monitor threads.
I'm on Wikipedia.
There's multiple. That's why. Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is the picture it actually showed on.
Oh, probably. Oh, you're pretty ugly.
Yeah. But he's got vast cosmic powers. Incalculable strength. I don't know how to, like, calculate that.
It's incalculable. Like,
incalculable durability. Like, I don't know. So do we just cancel off the matter manipulators?
Well, then you're telling me he's godly. You
still,
like,
you still take it with Darkseid.
You're like, let's just cancel those out. But if you want to say
if they're evenly powered,
let's cancel them out. You're right. All right, who we got up next?
I got Cheetah.
I'll do Phyla-Vell.
I don't know who that is, but Cheetah's Amazon strength level.
All right, let's see. Blocks energy beams, uses quantum energy manipulation, conjures up a quantum sword, creates quantum light constructs. Was able to easily restrain Adam Warlock.
So that just claps Cheetah. See what I'm saying? You got the dub. You got the dub on this one. I'll buy you a Fortnite skin.
I don't know how to take the win, okay? I'm not a good winner. Like, I'm too shy. okay. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, Reverse Flash would probably fare better than...
I think Reverse Flash would just do his like time paradox contingency over and just keep doing that until he found a way, but I could sit here and argue that, and then you'd see him reaching, you know?
Well, and then it's like...
Along with, like, that would be like...
Darkseid coming
Hulk,
and just...
You know? Because like, I think World Breaker Hulk might beat Thanos in a fist fight without the Infinity Gauntlet, you know? But then that would be me reaching for power level.
Well, and... Know? Like, so it's also based off of what do we compare it to, because, like, we saw the death battle for Thanos and Darkseid, and Darkseid clapped him.
Yeah, Darkseid clapped Thanos in that one.
Yeah.
And see, that's also arguable, though, because can't Thanos just...
I think I tried to argue that, then you're like, no.
Yeah, because we were reading, and we had to argue.
I get you. I get you.
It's just, like, it's all based on scenario, I feel like, almost.
Hey. And,
that's what we do here.
That's
what
we
still get figured out.
That's true. All right. Hey, well, let's conclude. Okay. I'm gonna take my dub and just
take it.
Run with it. Thank you guys for watching. This was fun. It kind of beats like just doing it on a podcast for once. So yeah. Thanks for participating with us, and be sure to check us out on Twitch. Superhero Battle Hour, that's me, but we play together, and half the time you'll see Devin saving me anyway. I'm always the first to die.
I'm always, like, the one carrying the cards.
Like, everybody sees me, and they shoot at me first, and then everybody else comes over and, like, oh, Eli's getting shot at? All right, so catch us on there. Send us a message. Listen to our podcast on Spotify and Anchor. Let us know what's up. This was fun. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Superhero Battle Hour.